It's a serious problem for many men, but in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze. But as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues. And his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. New Mail Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, New Mail Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. New Mail can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit newmail.com. That's NUMALE.com.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with your low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
It's time to beat the clock at Woodfield Nissan. You don't need to wait for Black Friday to get special doorbuster pricing. Now through November 30th, get doorbuster pricing on many new Nissans. Woodfield Nissan knows what it takes to be the number one volume Nissan dealer in the Midwest. They have to offer their lowest Nissan prices. That's why now through November 30th, you can buy a 2015 Nissan Altima. Doorbuster price for just $15,995. Or a 2015 Nissan Sentra. Doorbuster price just $13,995. Or get 0% APR financing for 72 months on every new Nissan in stock. Every Nissan model now interest-free for 6 years. This is your chance to save big during the Black Friday sales event going on now at Woodfield Nissan at Higgins and Gulf, the Midwest number one volume Nissan dealer, 1 mile west of the Woodfield Shopping Mall. Save time and money and choose from nearly 1,000 Nissans at WoodfieldNissan.com.
Prices plus TTL. This is pre-driven stock number 35-1904A for Altima and P8340% plus 0% APR. It's $13.89 per month for 1,000 borrowed and is a dealer buy-down rate not to exceed $10,000 to qualify buyers.
From spring training through another playoff run, this is your new exclusive home to hear every Chicago Cubs game starting in 2016. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Cubs win! What a finish at Wrigley!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
Let's go!
Scoreboard update.
2 o'clock and from the score update studio, I'm Jordan Burnfield. Shea McClellan knows it'll be a different Broncos offense with Brock Osweiler under center as opposed to Peyton Manning. But the Bears linebacker says that's not going to change his defense's preparation for Sunday.
I mean, same as if we were playing Peyton. I mean, my line doesn't change. I don't think anyone. I mean, nameless and faceless. That's how we look at guys.
John Fox faces his former club when McClellan and the Bears suit up on Sunday. Fox won 46 games in Denver, including an AFC championship. Meantime, the college basketball season underway, and today began a marathon of games, which will conclude tonight here in Chicago. Second-ranked Kentucky battles number 5 Duke in the State Farm Championship Classic, then number 4 Kansas and 13th-ranked Michigan State in the second game from the UC. More college hoops. DePaul visits Penn State a couple of hours from now. Blue Demons trying to start the season 2-0. Earlier games saw Valparaiso edge Rhode Island 58-55. Northern Iowa got by Stephen F. Austin 70-60. And Archie Miller's Dayton Club demolished Alabama 80-48. Elsewhere, the Cubs could have hardware in consecutive days from the baseball writers. After Chris Bryant won the NL Rookie of the Year last night, Joe Maddon, one of the candidates to win the NL Manager of the Year award tonight. Also, Cubs David Ross says he'll retire at the end of the 2016 season. Backup catcher has a year left on his 2-year deal. And Ross's former Boston teammate David Ortiz will also hang him up after next year. Big Poppy 503 career home runs. and a soccer match between Germany and the Netherlands was canceled right before the start in Germany after a suspicious object was found at the stadium. Fans were evacuated. There had been a bomb threat, but no explosion, thankfully. Scoreboard update brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, Chicagoland's Big Green Egg Superstore. And Burger Bar Chicago will blow your mind with big, bold, flavored burgers, grilled wings, and over 100 craft beers located at 1150 South Michigan Avenue or 1578 North Clybourne. I'm Jordan Burnfield, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This are brought to you by Muller Honda in Highland Park.
Boers and Bernstein at it again.
Boers and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
I guess I look at it this way. They're not really, wouldn't say, ooh, they're in it, but they're not out of it.
They are in it, though, backed as they are, because everybody is basically 4-5 or 4-6. You know, I mean, there's nobody that's a standout in the NFC. The two teams that are ahead of you, one of them's going to win a division. Atlanta's probably going to win that division. They're 6-3, and you know they're going to go the wrong way. And the Packers are 6-3 sitting in second, and you have a game with them coming up.
And they're falling apart.
They're falling apart. Doesn't it seem to you, or is it my imagination that the teams that's the Lions, for the love of God, that you could not handle? So I think there's a, you know, as much as you hate to say it, they are right in.
Boers and Bernstein, over 15 years on 670 The Score.
The Tribune's Dan Wiederer.
The month started and you looked at the schedule, and I remember saying the Bears have played really good football and hit December 1st at 3-8. Given the schedule and the way everything's stacked up, it just looked like a terrible stretch ahead. And the way they played yesterday, to be so thoroughly dominant across all three phases, has to just give you a tremendous belief inside Allen Hall that this thing is pointed in the right direction. Now, I think the playoff talk is probably still a little bit too premature, but the fact that we're having it is a sign, and particularly where we were a year ago at this time, looking at a team in free fall, they've obviously gotten things together, and they obviously have this thing on the upward climb.
Idiot and Bernstein over there on The Score.
Terry Boers.
Somewhere in the back of your head, maybe it's rattling around that P word.
Dan Bernstein.
This is all tricky.
To rock a rhyme that's right on time.
I've got to wake up.
Boers and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And as the day rolls along on Boers and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, we'll be talking a lot of Bears. And I think it to me, 4-5, it's hard. After you watch 9 games of the Bears, it's hard to believe in them too much.
Right.
But the NFL allows you to, if that makes sense.
You shouldn't believe in them too little. I guess is what you're saying.
Yeah, they're just the NFL is weird. So I can't dismiss it. If it's somewhere else where I'd say, oh, for God's sakes, there's 8 teams way better than they are. Stop talking to me.
It doesn't matter sometimes how good you are because you just lose.
Correct. That's correct.
I know it's,
yes, you do.
It's really unsatisfying to hear stuff like that, but that's always the truth of the NFL, and it's one we constantly have to remind ourselves is a truth as we get involved week to week and game to game each year. So with that in mind,
yeah.
Help me out with this. This is something that's been rattling around.
Well, around the back of your head, too?
My vapid, empty head for the last couple days regarding Peyton Manning.
Okay.
One of the great athletes of certainly the lifetime of this show. If you look back at the last 15 years, where you would rank the greatest sportsman of our time,
yes,
he's right there.
Right near the top, yep.
It's clearly, if not the end, the beginning of the process of the end of his career. And he's a relatively young guy. He's going to be immensely successful from here on in. He's got another... 40 years of doing whatever
he
wants.
He's 39 years old, and call it back in the old country, he's got a nest egg.
And you know, he's got his pizza business, he's clever and funny and well-spoken, and he'll be able to do whatever he wants or nothing. So just purely as a football thing this year, play this out. Help me figure out how this works, because he... Despite his obvious self-awareness and his intelligence, if you actually read what he says, he is not allowing himself, publicly at least, to even acknowledge the possibility that his career is over.
I know.
He's not.
Yeah, see, it's not.
We're talking in some absolutes here.
Yeah, we are.
He's not. I know he says, I'm keeping this, and you know, and I just want to get better. I need to rehab. I am looking at this week to week. I'm doing everything I can do to improve, etc. So it's not like he is making it particularly easy at this point. And they're, no. Look, they're 7-2. You're not talking about a team that's 3-6. They're 7-2.
Mm-hmm.
Everything we're saying about the Bears, think about how they're looking. They're trying to nail down a home playoff game. They're still trying, theoretically, they're trying to win the Super Bowl. And now you've got Manning who, first of all, may not be able to play at all, even when quote-unquote healthy.
Yep.
He might just be done. He also is now hurt and working his way back. You've made the move to Osweiler. So forget just the Bears game now. I can't imagine what Gary Kubiak and John Elway are discussing right here. Because look at the multiple scenarios. At some point, if Manning says, I feel good enough to play, what if Osweiler is playing okay? Is Manning going to be a backup? Can you say you're healthy, but you're benched now? I mean, what happens here?
I think if he's healthy, he quarterbacks again.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
However, one could reasonably determine that there's no such thing as healthy for him anymore.
That's correct. You could say that,
right?
But I have no idea what this injury is like. I have no idea what you do with this or how long it takes.
Which one? He's got multiple injuries.
Yeah, I know he's got multiple. I think that's for some reason, I don't get it after all this time. But there's been a lot written about, well, he doesn't want to go out like this.
Nobody does.
Yeah, but that's the worst game of, well, maybe of all time. It's up there in the team photo.
But no, it's unmatched, and it will be unmatched among great quarterbacks if that's his last game, because you can't do worse than a zero rating.
But does that really influence what you think of him as a person and a quarterback historically?
Not even a little. Not for a moment.
No, so I mean, it's like, I think there's, you know, I guess he feels like he's got something to gain here, something to prove because of that. But, dude, you've been playing like that this year.
You know, and the Favre thing, there's going to be comps to the Favre thing.
Couldn't get rid of him.
Where he's like the Terminator and you couldn't kill him.
Couldn't kill him. He didn't go away.
Corey Wooten killed him.
Corey Wooten did kill him. Yes, he did. He finally got him.
Left him on the frozen field outside in Minneapolis on that.
You know what I mean? It bothers these guys that they're somehow, I can't leave like this. I guess I understand that, but dude, it's not going to have anything to do with your place in football history or whatever you think. You know,
I've just found it very interesting that for a guy that smart and that generally self-aware, he's got tunnel vision when it comes to this year. He is player. He is all player. He is committed to this season, and he's talking everything in short term and week to week. And there has not been an inkling. He's bristled at it. Not one moment where he's opened up in the slightest to the fact that this could be it, or that he's playing horrible football.
Yeah,
terrible football. They're 7-2. They got bigger things to do here. You've got a conflicted coach who admitted, yeah, I did the wrong thing by playing him. You're trying to win. And this is not easy. I don't know how easy Manning is going to be willing to make some of these decisions. It doesn't seem like he is on board with
not at this point. And Elway, there was a piece about Elway today too that, you know, he understood what he would when this whole thing happened, what he was bringing aboard here. I mean, it wasn't like this was a secret, and he kind of felt like someday it could come to this.
He also understood himself when he was 38,
it's
very easy to leave after a Super Bowl victory.
Yeah.
But I remember talking to him immediately after that game. And there was not a, and it's different when you've just been named a, you know, world champion again, but he knew he was done. And he was able to go out like that. I'm not sure what kind of competitiveness is still smoldering in Peyton Manning, but this is a tough one. This is one of those real difficult football or sports team management issues here with big egos involved. And you're right. Elway understood that neck surgery, that anytime, at some point it's over.
Yep. He knew it. he knew this day would come where he sees wrestling with this and that Brock would see the light of day. Thank God Almighty, he's been reborn at 6'8".
He is 6'8".
And a massive man with enormous quarterbacking skills. What? But Elway knew it. Elway knew it from the very beginning that this day would come. And if you said to me, hey, you know what? He's played great the entire season. I'd say, yeah, he can come back and play again. He hasn't, though. Right. It's like, I always find that when you look at yourself, you have to be really, really honest. And I don't care how great you've been at something, whatever it is, you know you're not anymore. I think there's a certain honesty that I've always felt I had about it. And I know when you know, like this show sucks, basically because of you. But I mean, it's not my fault. I called John Elway. I get him and say, John.
Yeah, but
John,
the difference is that ours, what we do is subjective. Football is not. Football is right there. You
but
can
he's
see
been his... bad. Don't you think deep down in his heart, with all the bluster and all the other thing about I'm going to come back, don't you think he knows he sucks? Or does he not know he sucks?
He.
You know what I mean? It's like, I how much can you kid yourself? I guess I need a former quarterback. How much can you fool yourself? You know,
it just it's fascinating that Elway's the GM. It's fascinating that he knows he's done it, and
yep. he knew all about ways to make the signing. I remember, and I read some today about it. Was it yesterday? There was a nice little piece on him, and then he knew he knows what he's getting into, and he knows the territory he's breaking when you bring him onto the team, and all the stuff he did to bring him here, and all the other things he did, and then all of a sudden the old gas tank is not good.
The right way to do it, especially it might be easy if Osweiler just goes crazy,
tears up the Bears.
Not just the Bears. I mean, I don't think it's
everybody.
I don't think it's going to be this week. I mean, that's the way.
No, he could tear up the Bears.
That's the way it solves everything. If all of a sudden this big jolly white giant just starts tearing things up, then Manning has to say okay.
Well, see, I always felt like if and I understand the ego is involved, but I always thought that of the quarterbacks, and there's a lot of guys who play sports that I don't think have any self-awareness whatsoever. None. Very little self-awareness about where they're at and who in a lot of places in a lot of ways. I always thought that Peyton Manning was one who did.
But he's certainly hiding it if he does.
Yes, he is
might.
Hiding.
The answer to your question is he has to know. But he is trying very, very hard to publicly carry himself otherwise. In Carmel, Indiana, this is Brett on the Score.
Hey, guys. Thanks for getting me in. All in for the Bears vibe and feels good, but it feels also a little bit like the White Sox being two games back of the wild card chase. Just too much mediocrity in the middle to get through. And then if we look at everything from a long-term perspective, if we're going to change offensive coordinators again for next season, isn't this an ideal time to get as much bang for your buck as you can with Jay Cutler in the offseason? And does that get us, you know, higher draft picks, better players in return, and make a long-term run?
No, they're not going to do that. They don't have a quarterback. They don't have anybody.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
I don't think they're going to do that.
Yeah, they just don't. I think he's going to take somebody next year. He won't be ready to play next year, though. I mean, I think he's going to take somebody. I'm told he's going to take quarterback, but I mean, I don't know which one's going to be, and I don't know when it's going to be, and I don't know if he's going to be the answer, but he's going to take one.
Bears have made a roster move. They have elevated cornerback Jacoby Glenn from the practice squad to the active roster, and they have waived cornerback Terrence Mitchell, who was a guy that they certainly liked during training camp and during some of the preseason games. There were a couple of moments for Terrence Mitchell, but now Terrence Mitchell is gone. I don't know if he's eligible to return to the practice squad, because that's sort of been the modus operandi of the Bears this year of keeping guys moving, churning from the bottom of the roster. If they clear waivers, they then bring them back.
They've gotten stuff out of guys I don't know how they've done it, the Bears. I really don't. I mean, they've just gotten stuff out of guys that I thought, and some has been predictable. Some has been, isn't he really not that good, is he? And then sooner or later they go, yeah, he's not that good, but we got this guy, we'll try him. I mean, I just think there's there's something about this weirdness of this entire Bears team. It's the strangest thing I've seen, and because I think you don't know how to feel. We don't know. We're not sure if Peyton Manning really knows how to feel, right? I mean, I think he should know how to feel. I'm not sure he does, but I think he should. I don't know how to feel about this Bears team.
There's been some easy comparisons between Peyton Manning right now and Kobe Bryant. But no, listen to them. Kobe Bryant is saying, I suck.
He's saying I suck. Yeah.
Because that's basketball.
Saying, I'm sook.
He goes, I suck right now. Sook. I can't do anything. I mean, Bryant is fascinating in that he's not going to go out with any pomp or circumstance or retirement parties and ceremonies. He's not Mariano Rivera or Paul Konerko.
No farewell tour?
No farewell tour for any of these guys. It's just going to be done and over, and then he'll move on.
Yeah,
and
the team is no good. You know, but this Broncos team is good.
Too. That's what's so bizarre.
This Broncos team is good, despite the fact their quarterback is bad. Their historically great quarterback has been awful. Now he's gone. Nobody's sure if he gets it. And is this defense good enough to swarm the Bears?
Yes.
Okay.
It is. They've proven
it. Because, I mean, you know, if you don't keep giving the other team the ball every 5 minutes, maybe that will be good enough to swarm the Bears, because I know they're better.
Yeah, but I think the Bears can hold their own defensively, and they want to start and play some kind of conservative plan, I think that plays right into the Bears' hands.
I agree.
You've got the score.
One of Chicago's most legendary teams, now partners with 670 The Score, the new official play-by-play home for Cubs baseball on the radio.
I wish all of you could be right here at this moment. Unbelievable atmosphere.
Listen to every game here, starting in spring of 2016 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, your new radio home for Cubs baseball.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. I need to shout out a quick question to Cincinnati. Can I trust your guys or not? Because I watched the Texans beat your guys with a backup quarterback in your house. I thought Andy Dalton was a whole new man this year, except the rifle was shaky again last night. I, for one, called Tyler Eifert a skinny Gronk, except last night it looked like he had double-digit drops. AJ Green, one of the best in the game, except last night I'm not even sure he was in the game. Look, don't get this twisted. I like the Bengals. I want to believe in the Bengals, but seeing what I saw last night makes it very difficult for me to trust them. Yes, everybody has a bad game, but championship teams never have a game like that. The Texans could never go into Foxborough and embarrass the Patriots like that. Take care of Arizona this weekend, and last night never happened. Get hammered by Arizona, and we've got a huge problem. I'm Jim Rome.
What's better than all punk and everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Welcome to At Home, your home decor holiday headquarters. Be sure to look for our Black Friday special buys.
Special buys?
Special buys.
How special?
How about jumbo quilted bed pillows, only $2.99, 400 thread count sheets, any size, just $19.99, and Henkel's four-piece knife sets, only $39.99, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Wow, that's super special.
And that's just a few of our super special buys, but only while supplies last. See store for details. Better hurry. Check out athome.com and then visit one of our Chicago area At Home home decor superstores.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199, 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Hi, I'm Scott Yusim of OMG Tax. Did you know the IRS may allow you not to pay your tax debt? You heard me right. You may be a candidate for the non-collectible status. Call OMG Tax today to see if your debt can be deemed non-collectible. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-990-4577. That's 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Hey, possibly.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And we're discussing on Boards of Bernstein, kind of the right way for a legend to leave. What's the best way? Because a lot of them just don't really know and don't really care and just sort of wander like Kobe. I didn't care. He's done, he's done, and he's pretty much done. And others in football seem to struggle. I don't know if basketball guys in general, do they struggle like Kobe does, or do they take that final bow and they're gracious about it and it's okay?
It depends how great they are.
Well,
some guys, the body just tells them, you don't do this anymore. And other guys, like Michael Jordan, will hijack entire franchises just to keep themselves going.
That was not a gracious exit. I mean, why is it so difficult? I guess because we're talking about Peyton Manning, and he's making it more difficult. And I don't know if he's kidding himself and all that. Again, I thought always very self-aware.
A thought from Redneck Lawyer, who says, it's ironic that the one guy that enabled Elway to get out from under the quarterback/media disaster that was Tim Tebow now can't throw any better than Tim Tebow and won't go away. Manning was one of the best quarterbacks in football the first half of last season, but football death comes quickly. Yeah, but Elway knew it. When you sign a guy who's 37 years old, coming off of a spinal surgery, who can't feel two fingers in his throwing hand,
foot.
Forget, no pun intended. It is now. Forget the plantar fasciitis. That this guy was a declining commodity upon arrival, and that decline accelerates. And they knew it was coming. Yet still, this terrific defense has them 7-2.
Yeah, and you had that one magic season where again you pulled it together. You were great under Foxy, and you make it to the Super Bowl, and it seems like it's the perfect, and sort of like the crowning achievement at the end of his career, and pounded, just pounded.
There's some breaking news here out of the state of New York that FanDuel has announced that they are suspending New York entries as it says 2:30 Eastern. So it has been suspended now for an hour. So effectively what happened was Eric Schneiderman mentioned that he wanted them, or he decreed that they and DraftKings must suspend operations. Mm-hmm. They tried to fight it. They did not get any sort of relief for which they petitioned in the New York State Supreme Court level. So now FanDuel has to suspend entries for players in New York. And the reason is, as I understand it, that what the Attorney General can do and what anybody going after the daily fantasy companies can do is attack them by going after, it's a frequent tactic that's used to try to criminalize any banks processing the transactions. Because what they go through the banks, they go through those processing transactions, and they threaten the banks, and they say, if in fact this is determined to be illegal gambling, it then puts the financial processors on the hook.
I get it, yeah.
And they say, well, we're not going to take it. We're not going to process any of these transactions anymore. So it's just another way of trying to dry them up. So
there were 550,000 customers in New York.
Yeah, I don't know what DraftKings is doing yet. This is just FanDuel. I've got the actual text of their response here.
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, it may be the rematch for John Fox against his former team when the Bears host the Broncos on Sunday, but Fox says this one won't be extra special for him.
You know, a lot of close friends there, a lot of people I've shared some great moments with, but it's the next team on the schedule.
Fox and the Bears have won four of their last six, while the Broncos have dropped their last two contests, and Brock Osweiler will start at quarterback for the injured Peyton Manning. Bears have also elevated cornerback Jacoby Glenn from the practice squad. They waived fellow cornerback Terrence Mitchell. Browns are going with Johnny Manziel for the rest of the season under center. Cleveland coach Mike Pettine made that announcement today, and you just heard Dan mention it, that FanDuel no longer allowing New Yorkers to enter its contests. We'll have more on this coming up later this afternoon. Meantime, college basketball began over the weekend. Plenty of eyes will be focused on the United Center this evening. The State Farm Champions Classic, second-ranked Kentucky, number 5 Duke start the action. Then it's number 4 Kansas and 13th-ranked Michigan State after that. Other college hoops winners today, Valparaiso, Northern Iowa, Eastern Tennessee State, and Dayton. Dayton just thrashed Alabama 80-48. DePaul will play at Penn State in 90 minutes. UIC plays in Western Illinois tonight. And 18th-ranked Notre Dame welcomes Milwaukee to South Bend. Baseball Cubs skipper Joe Maddon, one of three finalists for the National League Manager of the Year Award. Baseball writers will reveal their choice tonight. Scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's model year-end sales event going on now. And Chuck's Southern Comforts Cafe in Burbank and Darien is open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Catering, banquets, carry-out, pickup, and delivery. For everything Chuck's, visit chuckscafe.com. I'm Jordan Burnfield. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Thanks, Jordan. 233, Boards and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Got some news that is coming from Hanover, Germany that is really unsettling, but this is from the category of it certainly could have been much, much worse. The friendly soccer game between Germany and the Netherlands was canceled, mm-hmm. and the city's central train station was closed due to suspicious objects found in the city. And a local German newspaper is reporting that an ambulance packed with explosives was found outside the stadium. And they had referred to a bomb threat, that there was a threat and mm-hmm. an object that was believed to be an explosive device that turned out to be harmless. Then there was a tip that they had to be taken seriously, that an attack was being planned. And again, there are some sketchy details coming out of Hanover, Germany right now, but it does appear, at least from some reports that have not been independently confirmed by everyone involved, that there was an ambulance packed with explosives that did attempt to gain access to the stadium.
Also, part of the report, Dan, that part of the city's central train station has been cordoned off. Mm-hmm. After a suspicious object was found there as well.
Wow. This is, and I guess there is a press conference that's occurring right now. Hanover is in the northern part of north central Germany.
They also evacuated the TUI arena where a music event was about to start.
Jeez. Wow. This is quite something. So here's the statement now that's been sent out by FanDuel.
Okay.
It just says, this is at FanDuel.com, response to legal situation in New York. In FanDuel's ongoing effort to fight for fantasy users across New York, we filed for a temporary restraining order yesterday that would allow users to keep playing on our site while the legal case was pending. The court did not issue the temporary restraining order, but set a hearing for November 25th, ensuring that the legal situation will be promptly resolved. As a result of that decision, we're temporarily suspending entry in paid contests for people located in New York as of 2:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time today, Tuesday, November 17th. This is in addition to the restrictions on deposits previously implemented. We believe that this restriction is temporary. We hope to be able to offer our paid contests to New Yorkers again very soon. But for users who have questions about contests, if you entered into a FanDuel contest before 2:30 p.m. EST on Tuesday, the contest will run uninterrupted. As of Tuesday's cutoff, users in New York will be restricted from entering paid contests. As has been the case, all users in New York can and will absolutely be able to withdraw their money at any time. However, we believe we'll have an update from the court in 10 days and hope to be able to offer paid contests to New Yorkers again. Users' funds are and will remain secure. That means allow us to keep earning whatever negligible interest on it. This is what I read from that. It says, we maintain unequivocally that FanDuel has always complied with state and federal law. We look forward to vindicating our position in court next week. We will press on and fight to ensure that your right to play fantasy sports is protected, not just in New York, but across the nation. And then they have a link to a petition that is to be signed.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck. And good luck. There was a report on Awful announcing that both FanDuel and DraftKings are trying to change payment schedules for their ad buys, which might be an indication that large sums of money are being diverted to their legal defense. And
you would think so.
I do have some working knowledge from sources that have informed me that indeed both of these companies have invested in the last couple of weeks alone in powerful legal muscle. And by powerful, I mean extremely expensive legal muscle, that they are sparing no expense when it comes to trying to arm themselves against the current legal attacks that they're going to be facing in the future.
You're the legal mind. Is it a fight they can win?
Well, it's a question of how you define win.
Let's get back in business.
Well, the question is, it's not that easy. The answer is, it's not that easy because of the length and expense of any legal fight. It's a matter of whether or not they can win a war of attrition. Mm-hmm. Whether or not if they canceled all their advertising, yes, and spent every bit of it on, and it isn't just legal expenses. Now you've got lobbying expenses, and now you're behind in that game because you were very lucky to outstrip the law on a lot of this stuff. But as we speak, state governments, local governments, and even discussion at the federal level is occurring how to structure legislation. So if you're trying to send people to K Street, or you're trying to hire, you talk about the expense just of retroactive fighting the lawsuits that have already been filed and are going to be filed in the coming weeks. You got to get out ahead of this with the lobbying effort to try to change the law. A petition's not going to do it. Having your current players just putting their names on an electronic petition carries no weight whatsoever when people who are trying to strong arm you out of business, if they think what you're doing is illegal.
Yeah.
Now, the case to be made, though, and if you're somebody like Paul Charchi, and if somebody who has been engaged in previously unchallenged legal fantasy sports, I think that I'm not a lawyer, but the case would be, how is this legally, say it's gambling, say it's not, but okay, but so is regular fantasy, so is yearly fantasy.
I think
the distinction would be made that how would you look at that law and say seasonal fantasy is legal, but just because this is shorter term and may appear noxious or may appear like gambling to some, I don't know if there is a specific legal distinction. And the question is, if in fact there is no legal distinction, could rulings in this case then reverberate to the point where all fantasy sports become illegal? If you declare all that illegal gambling as well, see, the opposite should be occurring here. And
I think the opposite should be occurring
To me, it's wasted effort. To me, as you are beginning on a very slippery slope here of grandstanding and trying to rail against something, is it gambling? Yeah, probably. But yeah, so are your state lotteries.
In my world, it is, yes.
Just what's wrong with gambling? That's the fundamental issue.
That's what states live on.
Right.
That's what you live on, dude.
Of course it's gambling. And there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing fundamentally wrong with it. Legalize it, standardize it, tax it.
And tax it. Yeah, that's what I would say my solution would be. Let's meet in the middle somewhere here and forget all this nonsense and spending millions of dollars going after one another. And this is what you want to do. We're okay with that.
I'm taxes. Totally cool with it. I'm right there with Adam Silver, the op-ed piece that the NBA commissioner wrote for the New York Times when he explained, look, let's take this out of the hands of bookies, take it out of the hands of street corners and make more money for everybody.
Yep.
Just
that's
as certain what I've always states
said.
Have
so, it's always been there.
But this is some really prickly stuff, some interesting times that I hope don't result in the larger picture going in the wrong direction, when a lot of this time and effort and expense should be spent trying to work in the opposite direction, my opinion. Because I think everybody's better off. Everybody gets to share in a healthier, better regulated pie.
That's what I think.
And I know you like your pie well regulated.
I like my pie well regulated, and I also don't see the point to, you know, coming after you and spending and going after and all that. You could benefit. The state could benefit. Everybody could benefit from this. Just tax it and say, well, under these circumstances, well, and I think they'd be, yeah, okay, we're back in business then. Let's go. I mean, I don't see any point in strong arming for that much. If you want a strong arm to get attacked, sure, but why? I mean, states exist on gambling. That's what they do. States with casinos, states with lotteries, states with everything that. Of course, not this one though. We don't do very well at it. And tollway, we don't do well at it. We don't have any money.
And horse racing is dead.
And horse racing, yeah, it's kind of. I would be. You know, I'd have to check and see if anybody, any of the horse racing venues in any state come away with money. Maybe Florida. I don't know that. But you're right. It's also is basically a lost cause.
We're Boers and Bernstein. Hub is early today because of travel issues. So 3 o'clock, talking football with him on The Score.
When Bears news breaks, count on us to deliver. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Hey, sports fans, meet Chris Bryant, Rizzo, Butkus, Favre, and more at the Fanatics Authentic Sports Spectacular, November 20th through 22nd at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center. Over 90 superstar athletes, including Pele and Pujols, with 300 vendors selling sports memorabilia and trading cards. Tickets on sale now. Visit FanaticsAuthenticShows.com.
Home Run and Pizza has a brand new location in Lakeview, Chicago. Host your holiday party in the private party room or cater it in. Visit homeruninpizza.com. Home Run In is always a hit for the holidays.
Welcome to At Home, your home decor holiday headquarters. Be sure to look for our Black Friday special buys.
Special buys?
Special buys.
How special?
How about jumbo quilted bed pillows, only $2.99. 400 thread count sheets, any size, just $19.99. And Henkel's four-piece knife sets, only $39.99, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Wow, that's super special.
And that's just a few of our super special buys. But only while supplies last. See store for details. Better hurry. Check out athome.com and then visit one of our Chicago area at-home home decor superstores.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
What's better than all punk and everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
The Hooters Calendar Girls are coming to town, and we'd love to meet you.
Meet the 2016 Hooters Calendar Girls in person at all Chicagoland area locations this week. Visit OriginalHooters.com for dates and times. The Hooters Calendar makes a great gift. Better yet, get one for yourself. Or support Operation Calendar Drop, and we'll send it to the troops. Plus, get $75 in coupons with every purchase.
Don't miss your chance to meet the 2016 Hooters Calendar Girls this week. Visit OriginalHooters.com for dates and times. Come see us. We can't wait to meet you.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
It's going to be one of those nights. Your weekend starts with Thursday Night Football on NFL Network. You'll be there for the big-time showdowns and bitter rivals. Ground and pound and pass happy. Memories are made. Legends live on. Up-and-comers break out. Stars shine bright. Prime-time matchups. It's all here. Thursday Night Football on NFL Network. Night-night.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And we look forward to our senior pro football expert, Hug Arbor Schaubark, is joining us at the top of the hour. Hub is going to be a little early today for travel, and it's fine because we've got about three things we can run by him just to start with before we even get to the meat of the Bears.
Talking about some of the news today, and it being that FanDuel, because of mounting legal pressure, is suspending their play in New York.
Yep, and that's a big base, man. You're talking about 550,000 customers for those kids. That's a big bad chunk.
In Crystal Lake, Nick is on the score. Hi, Nick.
Hey, guys. As far as FanDuel goes, pulling their advertising, I think it has more to do with losing players than it does paying for lawyers or lobbyists or PR firms and loading up with that. The amount of money they take in and then spend on advertising, no legal defense in the world costs that much money. They must be hurting, or they anticipate they're going to lose a huge revenue stream.
I don't know that that's true. I'm only going by what has been reported so far. As for what they believe that they were seeking to delay payments, and there's possibly even delaying payouts to customers. This is initially in the Wall Street Journal. And that's usually, then you end up like the state of Illinois with the lottery.
With the lottery, yeah. That's what, if it's more than $6, you can't collect.
Well, part of what's wrong with FanDuel and DraftKings is, I've heard them described as a shell game. You know, there are these two companies that have billion-dollar valuations.
Mm-hmm.
But for financial analysts that have actually looked at the structure of these companies, it's the companies have nothing to show that they actually have that type of valuation. You know, for example, Fox invested about $200 million into DraftKings, and they use that as part of the reason to value that company at $1 billion.
Okay.
But what happened was part of the agreement was DraftKings turns around and spends $180 million on advertising in Fox networks. So, there's a term for that in business. It's called round tripping. And, it's a shell game. If both companies put that money on their books, you could have legal troubles down the road, because what happens, this happened in the first dot-com boom.
Mm-hmm.
Companies went public, and investors who have finally had the shares looked and said, well, what happened?
Well, it sounds like the uphill battle that Twitter has been facing, Nick, where just talking about you declare a certain value based on usages or ubiquitousness, and then people look in there and say, well, where is the actual money here?
Exactly. Or Uber's worth $50 billion. When you see some car pull up and you're going to pay them $20 for a cab ride, how is that worth $50 billion?
Well, Uber's a great comparison, Nick, because it's both Uber and Airbnb that were compared to the daily fantasy companies for the simple reason that they were ahead of most law. That it's just something that allowed to keep going, ride sharing and condo sharing, apartment sharing, and all that. All of a sudden, that people said, "Oh, wait, this isn't really regulated, and we can do this completely on our own." And things happen so quickly that it's only after the fact that people have invested a ton of money, only to realize, "Wait a sec, this business may not be what it thought it was, what we thought it was, and it might be taken out from under us by law."
I didn't know Uber had grown to $50 billion.
Oh, Uber was huge. When they actually started in with, Uber Taxi and everything else, yeah. And then Lyft is part of that, too, that sometimes you just get the
look. When I heard there were like $4 billion right away, they were just like immediately. And I use it once in a while, but he's right about the prices. Sometimes it's like you look at it, you go, seriously? What makes today different? There's nothing about today. It's a beautiful day. I can't walk very much anymore. So it's like, okay. And then yesterday it was fine. It was $6.
Yeah, the Wall Street Journal says as its legal troubles mount, daily fantasy sports operator DraftKings has been asking some TV networks to delay its advertising commitments, according to people familiar with the matter. In some cases, the company's been asking for the commitments it made for advertising to air in the fourth quarter be pushed back until the first quarter. DraftKings has also asked at least one media company for more flexibility in its payment terms, such as giving DraftKings up to 120 days after a commercial airs to pay for it. Typically, ad contracts require the advertiser to pay within 2 months of a spot airing. While DraftKings has been in discussions to make its advertising less visible, the company has not specifically asked to move its ad commitments from the fourth to the first, according to a person close to the company. The negotiations with TV networks come as DraftKings and rival FanDuel face a range of potentially expensive legal challenges. A reduced advertising presence would both lower DraftKings' profile at a time of scrutiny and help it reduce costs in the near term. This is John Downtown. He's on the Score. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. I think it was truly an original idea. But as far as how much of this, if I could ask three questions, then I'll hang up, is due to how big they got, how fast they got, how in everyone's faces they were.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
No doubt about that.
It might have to do with the Vegas lobby or other people with vested interests. And last of all, I'd like to ask whether Terry's ever read Atlas Shrugged and if Dan could explain it to him.
I have not read it and have no interest in reading it. I can tell you that. Not The Fountainhead, not Atlas Shrugged.
No.
I've hung the big not interested sign on that because anybody who has read it is insufferable. There's something about those books that make anybody instantly insufferable.
And you don't need that, do you?
I'm already insufferable.
Well, yeah, I mean, Why would you want to explain that to me anyway? Why would you want to do that?
But as far as the first two, no question. And there are legal gambling interests and moneyed, empowered, entrenched gambling infrastructures that have been worried about seeing a decline in their revenues because of everything else being ubiquitously available. So everybody wins if you just make sure you can regulate sports betting.
That's all.
And stop worrying about what is gambling. Call it all gambling.
Yeah,
and
that's what it is.
And be okay with it.
Yeah. It's not a...
Very simple.
I mean, the idea... And it does attract millennials. It attracts the right crowd. It attracts the younger crowd and because they believe it to be a game of skill when, in point of fact, like many, many other games we play and love so much.
Well, the states gambling. Just want their cut, right? Isn't that all it is?
Well, there is taxation on some income that it does have to be reported, just like your horse racing winnings.
They probably want a portion of what they take in, don't they?
It's an interesting way of going about it by shutting them down completely. I would think that if what's going on is
that would not be my goal.
Is that the organizations are trying to push for self-regulation, trying to convince governments that they can handle it. It's all good. It can be privately regulated. Where if you're still sort of trying to demonize it as gambling, there's a very simple way to take your cut, and that is get in on the action.
Right. It seems like they're going about it an odd way if that's what they want.
Exactly. Just get
in. But they also, I mean, oversaturated the entire sports market with it, and you see it come. I think one of the things that we saw watched the other day, the John Oliver thing, every 90 seconds.
The John Oliver thing's brilliant.
It was great.
Brilliant.
It was great. That commercial at the end was fantastic.
I'll tell you,
Seth Rogen.
John Oliver is a treasure. So far, I mean, the work that guy has done, that guy is an absolute treasure. That is somebody with a...
How about Stephen Colbert? How's his treasure doing?
I haven't watched my... I mean, whatever makes it
his
to...
His treasure has remained buried.
Yeah, whatever has made it to me, and it hasn't been much. I mean...
Yeah, it's not...
John Oliver and his team of writers what they do are just really... Just outstanding.
All right, we got Horny Hub coming up.
Oh, good, we got Horny
Hub.
Yeah,
he's horny because he's on the road.
Football talk.
I don't know what that means.
Next.
Welcome to At Home, your home decor holiday headquarters. Be sure to look for our Black Friday special buys.
Special buys?
Special buys.
How special?
How about jumbo quilted bed pillows? Only $2.99. 400 thread count sheets, any size, just $19.99. And Henkel's four-piece knife sets, only $39.99, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Wow, that's super special.
And that's just a few of our super special buys. But only while supplies last. See store for details. Better hurry. Check out athome.com and then visit one of our Chicago area At Home home decor superstores.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770.